Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you. It's September 2014, and I'm Amanda Blackwell coming to you live from Parma, Ohio, just southwest of Cleveland, and you're listening to the Savvy Writer Monthly Snippet. This month's snippet is, what do images have in common with wedding dresses? Do you know the answer? Let's find out. For the past few weeks, I've been having many conversations with people about images, from choosing the right images for your blog, website, or social media platforms to high-resolution images. This leads me back to my question in the beginning. What do images have in common with wedding dresses? Well, I'll tell you. Women everywhere who are getting married want to find that perfect dress for their day. They want to find the dress that matches their style, their personality, and they also want to find that dress that will make them feel good. Now, sure, they may drive themselves and those around them crazy, and they may even turn into a bridezilla while they're looking for the perfect wedding dress, but they are determined to find it, so that their wedding day will be complete and, of course, perfect. So this leads me to image point number one. You want to find the right images for your blog, website, or social media networks. Now you can buy images at Big Stock Photos, Dreamstime, iPhoto, and other stock photo sites. Now I use Big Stock Photos, but I have used iPhoto and Dreamstime. Now speaking of Dreamstime, you can sign up for the free image section. I did this and I checked out the free images and they're pretty cool. Now, you can find free images on sites like freeimages.com. I do use them. And Creative Commons and other sites. Now, I personally stay away from Creative Commons. And the reason is because I am not a copyright attorney or lawyer, and I find the language on there a bit wonky. Now, if you're like me and are a member of your local Chamber of Commerce, you can go look at your chamber's website, look at the member directory, and see if there are any attorney or lawyers in there, specifically if there are any copyright attorneys or lawyers. If not, it's still worth picking up the phone or sending an email and asking an attorney or lawyer if they would know anyone, because you want to make sure when you use an image that you have the copyright to do so. Even if you find an image, you know, through Creative Commons that's on Flickr, you may not have the right to use it. So you want to make sure that any images you use that you actually have the copyright to do so. So what happens when women find their perfect wedding dress? Well, they start dieting. Well, actually, they start dieting beforehand. However, if they step into a wedding dress and it's a bit snug, they may purchase it, and then what happens? They step up their health and fitness routine, right? They want to look good for their wedding day, and they want to make sure that the dress they buy, that it, you know, fits them. And they do this because every woman and seamstress knows that it's easier to take in a wedding dress than it is to let it out and having to add material. So this leads me to image point number two. It's better to shrink a high-resolution image of 300 dpi rather than trying to enlarge a 72 dpi image that will look like, forgive me, crap on your blog, website, or social network. Now, let's say you're a freelance social media manager and your client emails you their new logo. You want to make sure that it's a high-res logo. Even better, your client could have their graphic designer email it to you. And this way you can resize the image and it won't look funky on, let's say, Twitter and Facebook. Because as you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all these social networks have different image dimension sizes. And of course, Facebook, we know that they like to make changes, and who knows when they'll make the next change that could affect images. So there you have it. Images are like wedding dresses. And to recap, you want to choose the right photos for your blog, website, or social networks, and purchase or download free high-resolution images. This is Amanda Blackwell of SavvyWriter.com with September's Savvy Writer Monthly Snippet. Until next time, stay connected.